Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Welcome to the Financial Times Big Read, a weekly podcast featuring the best of our long-form reporting from around the world. I'm Caroline Palmer from the Comment and Analysis Desk. Traditionally, companies have held on to their auditors for decades, but that is changing, says Harriet Agnew. After criticism for failing to raise the alarm before the financial crisis, the audit industry is at a tipping point as a new regime forces companies to tender for contracts, spurring competition and innovation in automation, algorithm design and data analytics. Harriet finds the professional services firms now pumping money into technology and fiercely pitching to take business from rivals.
In 1896, Puccini's opera La Bohème premiered in Turin. Queen Victoria surpassed her grandfather, King George III, as the UK's longest reigning monarch. And professional services firm PwC, then Cooper Brothers, began auditing Barclays. In 2014, PwC was still the auditor of Barclays when the UK bank announced it was putting the contract out to tender for the first time in almost 120 years. The move was sparked by new European regulations designed to shake up the audit market in the wake of the financial crisis. PwC's relationship with Barclays is one of the starkest examples of a tendency for companies to hang on to their auditors for decades. But this is now changing. Under EU regulations that come into force in June, drawn up to try to improve competition and choice in the audit market, companies have to put their audit out to tender every decade and change supplier every 20 years at least. The UK is taking a lead. In the past few years, anticipation of the new regime sparked a frenzy of audit tendering from over half of the constituents in the FTSE 100 index. More than one in five companies think transition costs to change auditor will be 20 to 50% of their current annual audit fee, according to a report last month from EY. Audit mandates from FTSE 100 companies, including Centrica and Rolls-Royce, are currently being reviewed. The result is a brave new world of competitive pitching, in which the professional services firms are pouring money into technology as they try to pick up audit business from their rivals. So far, the result has been a merry-go-round of audit swapping between the big four, PwC, Deloitte, EY and KPMG, which handled 98% of FTSE 350 audits and 95% of those for Fortune 500 companies. Adrian Stone, head of UK audit at KPMG, says, "The tendering environment has made people press the accelerator on innovation. KPMG, for example, is in the middle of a $1 billion investment programme in data analytics and new technologies. The rules are being introduced at the same time as a separate push by the UK accountancy regulator, the Financial Reporting Council, designed to improve audit quality and innovation in a profession where aspects of the work are vulnerable to being replaced by machines. The firms are also seeking to address claims that audit standards globally are at risk from the prominence of their typically faster-growing and more lucrative consulting arms. Critics claim the shifting balance of activities could threaten auditor quality and independence." Hyle Ball, head of UK audit at EY, says, "The accounting profession is at a tipping point. We need to innovate and remain relevant in the 21st century." Faced with these challenges, professional services firms are harnessing technological developments. According to John Raphael, Chief Innovation Officer at Deloitte in New York, workflow automation, data analytics and artificial intelligence are fundamentally changing how audit is done. The changes render obsolete many of the techniques, such as sampling, that auditors have relied on for decades. They threaten the industry's employment model, which has relied on hiring legions of graduates to carry out mundane administrative work, and they present a mounting challenge for the regulators who oversee the profession. The overhaul of audit comes as the Big Four are still trying to shake off criticism for failing to raise the alarm in the run-up to the financial crisis over the overstretched business models of financial institutions. banks including Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers and HBOS collapsed or were bailed out by taxpayers months after being signed off with a clean bill of health by their auditors. A string of corporate scandals since the crisis, including at Tesco, Quindel and FIFA, has compounded the pressure on auditors to sharpen their service. The globalisation of companies, combined with advances in technology, has resulted in an explosion of data. Auditors are now trying to play a role in translating that information into meaningful business intelligence for clients. In essence, it is converting them from firms that sign off on other people's calculations into hands-on inquisitors. James Chalmers, head of assurance at PwC, says, "The possibilities are enormous. Today the costs are pretty high, but they won't be tomorrow." At the heart of developments in data mining is the ability of auditors to collect, analyse and test entire data sets. In the past, they relied on restricted samples of data. Now, for example, auditors can analyse an entire set of accounting journals used by some companies to record adjusted entries in unique financial transactions, rather than just taking a sample of journals that provided a snapshot. This wider view can highlight anomalies, like entries posted by unexpected people or at odd times, such as weekends. They can also analyse entire sets of expenses and potentially expose claims for personal travel, for example. The ubiquity of email and social network usage has resulted in the proliferation of so-called unstructured data in the form of emails, posts on Facebook or LinkedIn, or tweets. Auditors are increasingly trawling this data to gauge sentiment and uncover potentially erroneous behaviour. Comments or complaints on social media can give an early indication of potential contingent liabilities such as brand damage, environmental issues and future litigation. One element of the analytics research involves using predictive technologies based on past data to run what-if scenarios for the future. In 2014, KPMG signed an alliance with McLaren Group to apply the same predictive analytics and technology it uses for its Formula One team to KPMG's audit and consulting clients. The technology can run live scenarios on how changes in a company's cash flow, interest rates, or marketing spend will affect its revenue. Specific scenarios might include how China's anti-graft crackdown is likely to hit luxury goods sales, or how sunny weather could impact a brewer. The changes are likely to be most keenly felt in areas where auditors use technology to replace those parts of the process previously done manually. EY, which hired 1,200 graduates in the UK and Ireland in 2015, estimates this number could fall by half in 2020. Technological advances include using applications that allow mobile devices to check physical inventory and transmit results on site. EY and PwC are investigating the use of drones in stock counts of capital assets such as machinery. Artificial intelligence tools are in their infancy, but professional services industries are creating models to read thousands of complex documents, hunting for keywords and patterns. Deloitte has developed a tool called Argus that uses machine learning technology to scan electronic papers and automatically identify and extract key accounting information from a wide range of document types, ranging from sales, leasing and employment contracts to invoices. These artificial tools then learn from every human interaction, which will over time increase their power as they gather more information. Richard Sexton, Vice Chairman of Global Assurance at PwC, says, "As you begin to apply artificial intelligence and machine learning, you get a fabulous multiplier. The machine is beginning to learn something itself, and the human intervenes to help it learn. That is in its very early stages." As technology replaces much of the routine parts of the audit, this frees up time to spend on more important areas. It potentially also expands the scope of audit because it changes the nature of the discussion between a company and its auditor to areas such as financial risks, internal controls, and strategic challenges. PwC's Mr. Chalmers says, "I don't think artificial intelligence will replace the profession, but it will change what we do. Technical knowledge will become increasingly commoditized, and professionals will need to provide insight to stay relevant. This will require an understanding of a client's business, problems, and risks, together with the ability to work with new technologies and interrogate huge amounts of data to reach sound conclusions. We will be covering more ground and solving new problems," he predicts. Deloitte's Mr. Raphael agrees, "It's about saving time on low-value work so you can move more quickly to the judgment part of the audit." Skeptics caution that for all the hype about technological advancement, it is early days and the so-called improvements in audit come with their own risks. Analysing entire data sets also presents logistical problems. In the old method of data sampling, there might be only a handful of exceptional items. Now there could be thousands of them. KPMG's Mr. Stone says, The challenge is what you do with the exceptions. In the past, you might have had 40 transactions in the sample, with two or three exceptions. Now you might have 4 million transactions and 10,000 exceptions. You need to work out whether these are systemic or isolated. It could well be that 9,900 don't affect the accounts. The speed of innovation is also a challenge for those policing the industry. According to Brian Hunt, Vice Chair of the International Forum of Independent Audit Regulators, regulators are going to have to develop skills to make sure that when auditors extract the data, they're doing it appropriately. If that's not done, judgment goes out of the window because the data set is wrong. One industry professional adds, "A big problem is that the large firms are moving quickly into technology-driven audit, and the regulators don't have the resources and the specialists to keep up with what they're doing." Global accounting regulators are already grappling with trying to improve choice in a market dominated by the big four. There are fears that as these firms continue to invest in technology, it could further reinforce their grip on the market. Michael Izzer, Chief Executive Officer of the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales, says, "Technology has been developed by the big four at a considerable cost. It becomes a barrier to entry to the next tier of firms. You end up with greater concentration as the big four get economies of scale. For the auditors themselves, they must rethink their recruitment strategies as vast swathes of the manual work that was historically performed by legions of graduates is automated. They are also reconsidering the profile of the people they are hiring. While staff still need accounting and auditing skills and critical experience, technology, analytics and data specialists are increasingly in demand. Some people believe that large parts of their workforce could become redundant." Jim Peterson, accounting specialist and author of Countdown, The Past, Present and Uncertain Future of the Big Four Accounting Firms, says, "Firms will no longer need armies of junior staff, but instead will need the best algorithm design geeks in the world. They will audit large companies with a team that can fit into a conference room rather than occupying an entire office tower."
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.